Hello, welcome to My Camino, the podcast. I'm Dan Mullins, and it's great to have your company. A little shorter episode this week. This is a podcast about El Camino de Santiago, or the Way of St. James. Pilgrims from all over the world gather to walk to the shrine housing the remains of Christ's apostle, St. James. You'll find yourself walking beside pilgrims from all four corners of the globe. Some are friendly, some are not. Most are welcoming, and you may or may not find yourself walking as part of a Camino family, and you'll make friends you'll keep for the rest of your life. Camino friends are often much more friendly than others. Camino friends are often much more friendly than other friends, and it's because they've seen you at your most at need. They've seen you when you're all exposed. No makeup, carrying the most bare essentials, sleeping in very basic quarters. And Camino friendships are deep and important, and they're lovely in their own way. The late American writer and poet Shel Silverstein said, "How much good inside a day? Depends how good you live 'em. How much love inside a friend? Depends how much you give 'em." My friends Brian and Carl spring to mind. They came to see my show in Valparaiso in Indiana earlier this year. They've been to see me in Canada, in Lake Tahoe, and Indiana. They call themselves Danheads, and they're my friends. And I want to take you back to the American Pilgrims on the Camino annual gathering in Lake Tahoe, that's in Nevada, in 2020. The world was just days away from a pandemic, and I was sitting outside the main hall, talking with my wife on the phone. And a gentleman approached me, reached out his hand, shook mine, and said, "I'm Carl Stickelmeyer from Pennsylvania." And I was delighted to meet Carl, as he'd written to tell me he enjoyed the podcast. I'd made my way to Lake Tahoe with a fellow pilgrim, Brian Denker, who very kindly offered to pick me up in California and drive me east to Nevada. And I was trying to call my wife when we made our way down to the lake shore. I was getting frustrated because I couldn't hear. Carl and Brian had taken a seat on a bench overlooking the lake. And they learned pretty quickly they were both Vietnam veterans. Both pilgrims, both loved telling stories and hearing stories, and both loved to have a crack at one another. And from that day on, they remain firm friends. I love to think I somehow played a small role in bringing them together. They walked the Camino Primitivo together in April last year. Then there is my Camino family from 2017. I still keep in touch with the Welsh pilgrim, Lee Roberts, who's hoping to get back to the Camino soon. We have a certain connection, a certain something that binds us. And it's in many ways, in its simplest way, friendship. I have a pilgrim friend named Joe Curo. Joe and I shared a room at the American Pilgrims on the Camino annual gathering in Texas earlier this year. Joe's a no-nonsense guy from Boston, and we got on famously. And in one of his last emails, he signed off, "Don't be a stranger." Joe wrote to me, said, "You must interview this pilgrim, M-U-S-T, must in uppercase." So I reached out to the pilgrim in Joe's email. His name is Kenneth. And the name Kenneth will feature significantly in this episode of the podcast, because two pilgrims named Kenneth became friends on the Camino, a very deep and important friendship. Kenneth Larsson is a pilgrim from Malmo, Sweden. He's on the line from the Camino Via de la Plata. Welcome, pilgrim.
Thank you very much.
Where are you now talking to me?
I am in Merida at the moment.
Ah, I see. And how long have you been walking the Via de la Plata?
I started in Sevilla the 1st of April.
2 weeks in.
Yep, exactly.
How fantastic. How beautiful. Let's start with a simple question. How did the Camino come into your life, Kenneth?
Actually, it started about 6 years ago when I stopped working, and my wife was still working. So I thought, oh, I have to do something. And then I've heard about this Camino. So I started on the French Camino 6 years ago from Saint-Pierre-de-Port. And I walked it for 350 kilometers. Then I sadly had to go home.
And you had to return. Did you end up finishing the Frances?
No, I went instead the year after, I took my wife to Porto, and we went Portuguese.
And now you're back on the Camino Via de la Plata.
Yeah, now I'm back again. Yes.
Are you walking all the way to Santiago this time?
No, I'm walking to Caceres.
Ah, in one of the emails about you, there was mention of this thing called the Kenneth Club. Tell us all about the Kenneth Club.
Well, in Sweden, we have a name club called the Swedish Kenneth Club. And it's a world unique name club. There's nothing else in the whole world. So everyone, every member has the name of Kenneth. And we started this club, actually, it was in the middle of Sweden in 1993. There was six people who were sitting in a conference room planning a fair. And when they started to introduce themselves, he said, "What's your name?" "My name's Kenneth." "And Kenneth, and Kenneth, and Kenneth, and Kenneth." Everyone was named Kenneth. So there were six people, and then they started to talk. "Wow, that's amazing. Do we know anyone else?" "Yes." And then they found, "Oh, yes, I know that one, that one, and that one." So they decided then to, we need to start a club. So in the 29th of April, 1993, the club was started formally.
The Kenneth Club.
Yeah, the Kenneth Club, the Swedish Kenneth Club. We have between 500 and 550 members in Sweden.
And you get together and do charitable things, don't you? You have events and stuff.
Yeah, so we have the seven clubs, local clubs, but then of course we have a yearly meeting, and then we meet all Kenneths from the whole Swedish country.
And you even have a Kenneth of the Year award.
Yeah. So we have on the 22nd of March, it's the name day, and it's the Kenneth Day. And we celebrate that really, really, really in the whole country. We are in the news, we are on TV, we are in the papers and so on. So it's a big day. And at the 2 o'clock at the Kenneth Day, we nominate the Kenneth of the Year. And Kenneth of the Year is a person who has done something special during the year. It could be a rescue people, it could be a doctor, it could be a science. So different persons are nominated to Kenneth of the Year.
So when you lobbied the King of Sweden for a Kenneth Day, what was the response?
We have now for 31 years write a letter to the King, to the Parliament, to the government, to the Speaker of the House and some other authorities in Sweden. And in this letter, we try to explain to them how important it would be for the Swedish development of the Swedish country if everyone has the possibility to celebrate the Kenneth Day with us. So we try to get them to have a national holiday and a flag day.
That is so fantastic. That really is just a wonderful, wonderful story. We actually have a club here in Australia called the Shirleys.
Okay.
Ladies with the name Shirley. So they same thing. They get together and they go on bus trips and they get together for weekends away and stuff. It's a lovely thing. I think it's fantastic to get together and do some charitable work and to be with some like-minded people. And Kenneth, it's such a great concept. I loved it when I read all about it. I went onto the website, and even though you can convert it to English, it's not very easy to read, but it was fascinating, all of the events and everything that you are involved in.
Yeah, I would actually put up an English version, a short version of the on the web page at the end of next week.
I see, right. Because you're walking a very special pilgrimage this year, and it's because of your meeting a pilgrim from New Zealand, Kenneth as well, Kenneth McNatty. Yeah. So tell us first of all about Kenneth McNatty from New Zealand, how you met, and tell us about your friendship.
As Kenneth McNatty, I met him on the French Camino. As you know, when you're walking the Camino, you meet people and you sit down with them and so on. And when we met, and he told his name was Kenneth and my name was Kenneth, you know, there was a click. I mean, Kenneth as a Kenneth meets a Kenneth. That's then you have a click. So we worked together for a few weeks, talking with in lunches and dinners and so on. And we have a nice chat with him, as you always have with pilgrims. And then we still had contacts with him after my Camino. And a few years later, my wife and I was on holiday in New Zealand, so we visited him in Wellington and his small, lovely farm. So we continue to have these contacts. And then he was last year in the beginning of the year, he sent me a mail and said, I'm going to walk the Via de la Plata. And I looked into it and I saw, wow, it's 1,000 kilometers. It's a huge adventure. So I told him, okay, could I join you for a few weeks? And of course. So we set up that I should meet him in Casares. And everything was packed. I was ready to fly. But 3 days before, I received a sad mail from his wife telling me that he has got a heart attack and died in Torremaja.
He died of a heart attack in Torremaja on the Camino Via de la Plata.
Yeah, in the albergue.
In the albergue.
Yeah. So that was, of course, very sad, and I thought a lot about it. So sometimes in the autumn here, I said to my wife, I need to do something. So I decided I will walk in his footsteps. So I took his schedule and started the 1st of April this year and walked the whole way. And when I came to Torremaja, I was in that albergue and put up some memory stuff he will remember forever now.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be remembered forever in that little albergue in Torremaja.
Yeah.
How old was he, Kenneth?
He was 78 last year.
Right, okay. So it was a big walk for him. What was it like, that moment of silence that you had for him at the albergue in Torremaja?
Yeah, I had a silence minute and was sitting down there and think about him. And I also, the last step that I walked into Torremaja, I was also a little bit that this is the last way he walked. I'm walking in his last footsteps to Torremaja. That was a little bit emotional, I must say. To walk to Torremaja, that was a little emotional.
Yeah, and you're walking to honor your friend and to tell people about him.
He was a famous science in reproduction. So he was a professor, and he was a walker. He was a young runner and climber. So walking in the Camino was actually one big part of his life. So now that he sadly died, you can also say he did it, let's say, in the right place, because he was a walker and he liked to walk.
Yeah.
Even it said that he died more or less in the right place, let's say. Mm.
Yeah, and I guess as well, there are a lot of people who die after a long illness. There are a lot of people who die in pain. There are a lot of people who die unable to talk to family and friends for months, if not years. There are people who die seemingly not knowing what day it is or who they are or having any memory at all, but he was doing what he loved. What do his family and friends make of you walking to honor him? Do they know that you're doing this walk?
Oh yes, his wife is following me and supporting me in this walking very much. She's following me every day and she's really supporting. She appreciated very, very much as well.
Yeah. Kenneth McNatty from New Zealand. What mementos? You mentioned that you left behind a memento, a tribute to him in the albergue in Torremaja. Can I ask what you left behind?
I left behind a photo of him, a photo of him and the pilgrim. The pilgrim mark. And I also leave a T-shirt Well, it's the name. My name is Kenneth, but it is in Swedish, and also I have the Swedish Kenneth Club's logo on that one, because it's not only me as a Kenneth in myself, but it's also the Swedish Kenneth Club that is, of course, with me here to memorize Kenneth Magnetti, because he is a Kenneth.
Yeah. And he's as much a part of your club as anybody else, other Kenneth.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, that's such a gorgeous story. That's so beautiful. And because you're walking in his footsteps with his schedule, do you think about him often? Are you feeling him in your presence as you walk?
Yeah, of course. You do it more or less, you do it every day. Every day you think about him and this is where he was walking as well. And this is what he looks, he sees and what he felt during his walk. So, yes, you do.
Yeah. I wonder, would you two have formed this special friendship if your name had not been Kenneth?
Probably we have been friends anyway, but if you are a Kenneth, it's something special. You do, yeah. It's special to be a Kenneth.
Yeah. And I love that you're now part of a small Camino family walking with my friend Joe. Are those pilgrims walking with you, supporting you, Kenneth?
Yeah, we had lots of talks about this, and they actually... They were one day ahead of me because I stayed 2 days in Toromea, but they were one day ahead. So they actually had when they were sitting down, they had a silent minute as well for Kenneth Magnetti and some other of their friends who has passed away. So it has an impact on the whole group, I would say.
Yeah, and what has been the reaction from other pilgrims that you've met and told that story about Kenneth Magnetti?
And they're really impressed, and you can see that people are start thinking about other people that has passed away from themselves in their own world, so to say. But it's a big impact on everyone that I met. When I tell them the story, they are really impressed. They get emotional.
Yeah, I think everybody has someone special that they miss, that they carry with them on the Camino. Why do you think the Camino is a good place to honor someone like you are doing? What is it about the Camino that makes it just that little bit more special, an opportunity to reflect and to pay respects?
The nice thing with the Camino is that you walk, and you walk a long distance, and you have lots of time to think. And if you don't start your mind yourself, the mind will start you start it up and get you something to think about. And often when you see also how little things you need in life, you need some food, you need somewhere to sleep, and that's more or less what you need in the life. We have lots of other things that we don't need. And it's a good opportunity to clear your mind and think about things when you're walking, and you're walking alone, and that's really good. It's a good, you get a good atmosphere when you're walking the Camino.
Yeah, time and space, that's right. Why do you think people named Kenneth share a special bond?
Because Kenneth, he's an open-minded person. He likes to connect to people. And that's why he's a positive guy. He looks for opportunities. He doesn't see problems. He tries to find solutions and opportunities and see the good things in people. Then you are a Kenneth.
Then you are a Kenneth. Yeah. Tell us about the song. The Kenneths have a song. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we have a song. It was actually so that one of the Kenneth of the Year, he was a cancer doctor. And in Sweden, we have a rock band called Kenneth and the Knutters. And if you are a Knutters, you are a motorbike driver.
Ah.
So one of their members, get a kind of cancer. And the doctor, who was named Kenneth, and his band member, they connected, and he helped him to treat the cancer. So he was well again. So to thank Kenneth for that, they decided to write a song. It's called "My Name." Jag heter Kenneth, in Swedish, and in English it would be "My Name is Kenneth." So we were actually a choir singer in the background, and we are also in the video. In that their music. So yeah, we have a name song. I'm Jag heter Kenneth, and it's a very nice song.
Yeah, yeah, let's hear it. Jag heter Kenneth. Jag heter Kenneth. Jag heter Kenneth. Och det är världens bästa namn. Jag heter Kenneth. Det passar till en riktig man. Vad kan vara mer rätt? Som en solig sommardag. Jag heter Kenneth. Hör du, Kenneth, det är jag. När någon ska döpas tänker jag, det där blir inte särskilt bra. För det blir Doris, Caroline och Chakaka. De får en tuff start i sitt liv. På konfan blir det nog ett kiv när de ropar efter Eugen en dag. Och har han tur så blir han prins av bara farten. Men född i stjärna, det är faktiskt bara jag. Och trots sitt namn så var han nog en ganska smarten. Det kan nog fixa sig för kingen någon dag. Jag heter Kenneth. Och det är världens bästa namn. Jag heter Kenneth. Det passar till en riktig man. Vad kan man? Som en solig sommardag. Jag heter Kenneth. Nej, det Kenneth, det är jag. Varenda gång det är kalas, då är det alltid någon fas när man går runt och presenterar sig med namn. Jag var på mingel igår kväll och kvällen kändes informell när en riktig säljartyp till mig kom fram. Han sa det sällan som man träffar någon i vardagen som boostar någon energi hos mig. Men du verkar skön, så här är kardan. Vad sa du att du hette, by the way? Jag heter Kenneth. Och det är världens bästa namn. Jag heter Kenneth. Det passar till en riktig man. Vad kan vara mer rätt? Som en solig sommardag. Jag heter Kenneth. Du där, Kenneth, säger jag. Jag heter Kenneth. Kenneth heter jag. Jag heter Kenneth. Jag heter Kenneth. Kenneth heter jag. Jag heter Kenneth. Så kom hon fram till mig, den flickan, och hon undrar om jag var en av dem det talas om ibland. Nej, jag är ingen dussin grabb, jag är mer hundra. Så vill du vara med, jag har ett vackert namn. Jag heter Kenneth. Och det är världens bästa namn. Jag heter Kenneth. Det passar till en riktig man. Vad kan vara mer rätt? Som en solig sommardag. Jag heter Kenneth. Lyssna, Kenneth, det är jag. Jag heter Kenneth. Bra, va? Kenneth, det är jag.
Jag heter Kenneth.
That's a great song. Is that band still playing? Does that band come to your Kenneth celebrations and play that song?
No, they actually don't do any lives. They only do in studios. So, but we have connections with them, of course, because the it's a Kenneth. We are still having a contact with them. So they like the Kenneth Club as much as everyone else.
That's such a great story. I just love it so much. So you're walking only for a few more days, aren't you? You don't have much longer to go on the Camino Via de la Plata.
No, I'm just walking to Casanes. Yeah, then I need to go home.
Have you ever walked into Santiago de Compostela?
Yeah, when we walked the Portuguese together with my wife.
And so what does your wife think of being married to a Kenneth and all this fuss about Kenneths?
That's a Every woman who is married to a Kenneth is a happy woman. That's the simple answer.
Okay. So that's so great. You've only got a couple of days left on the Camino Villa de la Plata. Where to from here? What's next? I just love the story of you and Kenneth McNatty. It's just so fantastic. But where to from here? Any more Caminos on the horizon, Kenneth?
Probably. I would like to do some more or continue this one where I stop now. But there would definitely be more Caminos for me in the future, for sure.
So when I reached out to you, you said, look, I'd be happy to talk to you. It's 8 o'clock in the morning there, and you're about to go on another day's walking on the Camino Villa de la Plata. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, Kenneth. And thank you so much for telling the story of Kenneth McNatty. I love that you're walking to honor your friend. I love that you're in a club that celebrates being named Kenneth. And I love that you're walking alongside my friend, Joe Curo. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, Kenneth. It's been a pleasure. And take all of my listeners and my blessings to you and Kenneth McNatty from New Zealand. It's been a great honour to talk to you, Kenneth. You might be next year's Kenneth of the Year.
Yeah, and you never know.
Buen camino, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much. Buen camino.
My guest this week was the Swedish pilgrim Kenneth Larsson. The late American writer and poet Shel Silverstein said, "How much good inside a day? Depends how good you live 'em. How much love inside a friend? Depends how much you give 'em. Give 'em all the love you can, because one day they won't be there." That's all we have time for this week. Thanks for your company. Until next week, I'm Dan Mullins. Buen Camino. Yeah, here's the Kenneth. Ja heter Kenneth. Ja heter Kenneth. Och det är världens bästa namn. Ja heter Kenneth. Det passar till en riktig man.